か。
オンナモバカバテバスレバヤ。
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 オン
ナモバカバテバスレバヤ。
Sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, verse number 67.
Yad
asau
shastram ulanghya swairachari atigarhita avartata chiram kalam aghayur Ashuchir Malat Yadasau Shastram Ulangya Yadasau Shastram Ulangya Swayaracharyati Garhita Swayaracharyati Garhita Avartata Chiram Kalam Avartata Chiram Kalam Aghayur Ashuchir Malad Aghayur Ashuchir Malad Yadasau Shastram Ulanghya Swayaracharyati Garhita Avartata Chiram Kalam Aghayur Ashuchir Malat Yadasau Shastram Ulanghya Swayaracharyati Garhita Avartata Chiram Kalam Aghayur Ashuchir Malat Yadasau Shastram Ulanghya
Yadasau Shastram Ulanghya Swairachari Agarhita Atigarhita Swairachari Atigarhita Avartata Chiram Kalam Aghayu Asuchi Malat Degradation. The first degradation is undesirable association. The first degradation. Then, no more respect for scriptural injunction. Second degradation. And then, the third stage. That aghayu asuchi, he becomes infected with the low grade quality, jaghanna gunavrittishya adhogacchanti tamas. The first grade qualification is satogon. Second, Rajagon, and the third, Tamo. So they believe in the evolution. Now, in this human form of life, what is further evolution? The further evolution is that if you are keeping in Satogon, in goodness, then you can be promoted, elevated to the higher planetary system. Purdham gacchanti sattasthva. And if you keep yourself in the rajagon, then you will keep within this bhuloka. And if you are infected with the tamogon, then you again go to lower grade life, again animal life, plant life. This is the nature's process. You cannot avoid it. You may be very much proud falsely, but after death, after giving up this body, you are completely, you are already completely under the regulatory principle of nature. You cannot violate it. But if you foolishly violate, then you are preparing your next life according to your karma. Karmana daivanatve. So this man, Ajami, by his association with the prostitute, he degraded. Therefore, it is the duty of the guardians, of the government, of the father, to protect the civilization from degradation. But nobody cares for that. Therefore, at the present moment, everything is chaotic. They are degraded. Prostitution is allowed freely, bad association, and they are encouraging by opening liquor shop, brothel, restaurant, meat eating. How you can expect a very nice civilization? That is not possible. We are suffering the consequence of our own degraded life. So, how we can protect ourselves from degradation? The Shastra is there. Shastra, the scriptures are there. Never mind whatever scriptures you have bought, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddha or any. Every religion has got scriptures. Just like the Christians have our Bible, the Muslims have got Quran, Hindus have got Vedas. They should abide by the injunction of the Shastra. Lord Krishna also recommends that you must follow the Shastri injunction. Krishna said, the Shastra vidhimusrijya vartate kamakara na siddhim savabhati na sukham na parāgati. If you do not follow the injunction of the Shastra, then your human life is unsuccessful. No siddhi. Human life means that you stop the process of transmigration from one body to another. That is human life's mission. Tapta deham punarjanma naiti. One should endeavor in such a way that you do not take again a birth in this material world. Tapta deham punarjanma naiti. Because as soon as you accept any material body, either the material body of Lord Brahma or the material body of an ant, most insignificant, the trouble is there. You will have to suffer. You cannot escape it. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. Irresponsibly, if we act pramatta, like madman, without following the Shastric injunction, that is madman. Just like a madman does not care for any instruction, he acts according to his own way. That is described as Svairachari. Svairachari. Svairachari means I live according to my whims. I don't care for any authority. That is called Svairata. No. The laws are made for human beings. Even on the street, as soon as you go out on the street, immediately the law is there, keep to the right, keep to the left. And if you violate, immediately you will be punished. Immediately become criminal. Similarly, this is government law. Similarly, law given by the Supreme Lord. So we must follow the rules and regulations as given by God. That is religion. Dharmantu-sākṣād-bhagavat-pranītam. Religion means the law which is given by God. And if you follow, then your life is successful. This is it. Religion not that concocted, you manufacture some religion. That is not religion. Just like you cannot manufacture law. The law is given by the state, by the government. That is law. Similarly, religion means the law given by God. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the real religion means sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇam. Don't manufacture concocted religion, this samaj, this religion, that, all nonsense. The only religion is how to surrender to Krishna or God. That is it. But nobody will surrender to God and they will manufacture religion. So what is the meaning? Therefore Bhagavata has rejected all this cheating type of religion. Dharma prujita kaitava atra paramanirmatsarana. Religion means for the paramansa, paramanirmatsarana, nirmatsar, matsarata means envious. Everyone is envious of his friend, of his neighbor, even of his father or son. This is material nature. So this Bhagavad Dharma is meant for the first class non-envious person. Because everyone is envious. And the enviousness begins by envying Krishna or God. Then other enviousness begins. And he began Svairācha, living physically. This kind of living is condemned here. Aghāyu. Aghāyu means sinful life. Ayu means life, agha means sinful life. Aghāyu, asuchi, impure. Malāt. Malāt means material infection. Especially rajagun, tamagun. In dirty things. So one is expected to go above the dirty things. Dirty things mean greediness and lusty desire. These are dirty. Tato rajastamo bhava kamalubha dayastaji. Rajastama, these are the dirty qualities. And satogun is pure quality. And you have to go above satogun. Then your life is perfect. Even if you rise, elevate yourself to satogun, means a pure brahminical state, samadama, sattam, saucham, titikhya, arjamam, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmakarma, samadama. Still you have to go further, śuddha sattva, sattvam viśuddhyam vasudeva sattva. Then you can understand what is Krishna. So this devotional service means to go above sattva. Sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyāya kalpa. you have to transcend all the material qualities, even satogun. Therefore, a Vaishnava who is above satogun, so his brahminical qualities is supposed to be included. A Vaishnava is already a Brahman. We give a Vaishnava the sacred thread, the mark of becoming a Brahmana. Because without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can come to the platform of Vaishnava. That is the idea. Nobody should come to the platform of Shuddha Sattva without being elevated to the Satagun platform. So this man, Satagun, he was already Satagun, he was son of a Brahmin, he was being trained up very nicely, but because it was not Shuddha Satagun, therefore he fell down. Even on the Satagun platform. But when one is on the Shuddha Satagun, just like Haridas Thakur, this man was brahminically qualified, but as soon as he saw that a Sudrani and Sudra were engaged in lusty affairs, he fell down. But see the behavior of Haridas Thakur. Because he was situated on the Shuddha Satagun, and although he was a young man, one another young prostitute came to debate him, he remained in his position. Rather, he converted the prostitute to become a devotee. This is the difference between Satagun and Shuddha Satagun. If you keep yourself on the Shuddha Satagun, then he will be able to convert others to become devotees. Therefore, it is not difficult. It is very easy also. Krishna says, much of Bhavicharini bhakti divina jase yote sagunana samatitta ita brahma bhuyaya kalpa. This brahma bhuyaya means Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. That is also in Shuddha Sattva Gaon. That is liberated state. If you do not stick to devotional service, then there is chance of fall down. So without taking to the devotional service, life is very, very risky. Risky means now we can dance and laugh, because we have got this human form of life. But after death, you do not know, unless we are very much cautious. That is, here it is said, Aghayu. Aghayu, this Ajamin lived for more than 88 years. But what is the use of prolonged life? Aghayu. Just like trees, they are standing for thousands of years. Tarava kingna jivanti. You are trying to prolong your life by scientific method. But what is the use of such life? This material life, there is suffering. Just like the tree, it does not do any harm to anyone. Rather, it is very hospitable. It gives shelter to the people. They are taking fruit, they are taking branches, leaves, sometimes cutting. They are very harmless, but still there is suffering. Must stand there for 5,000 years. And scorching heat and pinching winter, storm, sometimes fall down. The suffering is there. Even if we become non-violent, even Gandhi, He was non-violent, very moralist, still he was killed. You see, this is material world. You are killed by bullet. So material world means suffering. So what is the use of making a prolonged life, prolonged suffering? Therefore it is said, Aghayu. If you live for a moment as a devotee, your life is successful. And if you live for many thousands of years without any Krishna consciousness, Aghayu, useless life. Aghayu, Asuchi, Mola, because the desire is there. Calm and low, greediness and lusty desire. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very important scientific movement. Stick to the principle. Don't live uselessly like a tree or cats and dogs. They have also sense pleasure. It is not that because in human life we have got good opportunity for sense pleasure. Well, sense pleasure is offered to the monkeys and pigs and dogs more leniently. That is mean there is life? No, there is not life. This has been discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhastrakinna susantuti. Tarava kingdom jivanti. This has been analyzed. No, the real life is Krishna conscious life. That is success of life. So, somehow or other, you have come to this platform of Krishna conscious life. Stick to the principle carefully, don't fall down. Then try to understand Krishna, then life is successful. Thank you very much.